This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
We're in the 11th chapter of Ecclesiastes today, and we're in a mini-series within a series. 2 weeks ago, we had a message that was entitled, Life is Unexplainable. And we talked about how there are things in your life that you can't explain. There's some terrible things, negative things in your life that you have no explanation for, and I've got an announcement to make. You will never explain it to yourself or to other people all your life. There are things that have happened that are unexplainable. Last week, we talked from chapter 9 that life is unpredictable, and I used this mental experiment. I said, think back to 2003, 10 years ago. Think back to where you were, the people you were with, people you worked for, all the things, where you lived. Did you know back in 2003 everything that was going to transpire in 2013? No. Did you have any idea of the negative things that might happen in 10 years? No. Did you have any idea of the good things that might happen in the years that transpired? No. Life is unpredictable. Today, life is unimaginable. Life is unimaginable because you can't imagine what God can do in your life, and neither can I, because we don't know what He will do and what He can do. Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, Solomon is the author, and it says this. I'm going to change the translation and use my translation for the first verse because I like the version I have. Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give portions to seven, yes, to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there will it lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind, listen carefully, most important verse of this passage. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle, for you don't know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. And then from the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, Paul writes this, Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever, forever and ever. Amen. What I want you to go home with today, I'm going to give you the gist of it right now. Some of you need to get off the dime about something going on in your life. And maybe this is a word, maybe it's not. Maybe I'm a little presumptuous in saying it, but some of you need to get off the dime about something going on in your life, and you need to pull the trigger and make that decision. Because so many people in life wait till the conditions are perfect, and it's got to be just right before I pick a school. It's got to be just right before we buy a house. Everything has to be perfect, and you know what happens? We reach a point where we don't decide anything. And I'm convinced that if you wait until everything is perfectly in front of you in terms of God's will for your life, you may not do anything. And I think the Lord is saying to us through this passage, just do it and trust me with the results.
Well, I don't know if that speaks to you. It speaks to me. We're in a series called Futile, The Meaning of Life from the book of Ecclesiastes. And we'll continue this message this Thanksgiving week tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.